Hello at welcome naman sa bagong edition ng The Podcast. Ako niyo si Tats Padua. So, in this episode, this is an experimental episode. So, I hope you continue to listen to this podcast. So, yun. Some of its contents are just based on my creative and artistic imagination. So, I hope you enjoy this one. Enjoy! There's this girl. I've been known her for a recent amount of time. So, na-meet ko siya sa internet, obviously. As if my social skills ako para makipag-interact sa strangers, diba? So, ayun. I met her in a group chat. And there's this parang voice calling. Then, parang ngayon, mag-uusap kayo. Then, sa una, nakuha niya yung attention ko. She gives me this strong impression sa kanya. But after that, parang hindi naman kami masyado nag-usap. Siyempre, I just met her. But ilang months, I have the courage to add her sa Facebook. Nag-add ko siya. At nagkakausap kami on a regular basis. But most likely, platonic lang yung vibe. Then, as time goes by, I feel like na-accumulate na yung feelings ko sa kanya. As if that possible, di ba? But, hindi ko yun pinansin kasi mga panang yung she's in a relationship and ayoko rin naman masira yung friendship namin. So, you probably wondering, ano yun ang gusto ko sa kanya? So, first things first, she's cute. And I'm not gonna lie, I like cute girls. Parang ayan yung isa sa mga physical attraction ko sa mga babae. If I found them cute, then she has an interesting personality, you know? As in personality, ha? Baka kung ano isipin nyo, no. She has a really interesting and fun personality, and deep down, she's intelligent, kind, and hardworking person. Tapos ayun, kapag kausap ko siya, nakakatawa siyang kausap, hindi boring kausap mo baga, and fun siyang kausap. Then, she's passionate about art, and parang ayun, passionate siyang i-person niya yung skill niya para develop yung kanyang artistic skills, which is I found it super cute. Yan. Well, ayan, artsy person siya. So yun, napaka-general ng description ko, no? Well, ayun kasi yung intent ko talaga. So, that's the general description sa kanya. Then, ilang months ang lumipas, ako na yung nasasabihin niya ng mga problema niya. Siyempre, for me, it will be an honor para masabihan ka ng problema, di ba? Na kayo matatakbuhan. So, yun. And to be frank, I have hero syndrome. Well, di naman talaga siya mental disorder, but it's a kind of psychological phenomena na based kay Carl Jung. Hindi ako magsasabi ng mga teorya niya and stuff like that. So, ito lang naman yun. Basically, ito yung may tendency kang i-perceive yung sarili mas dayani at any circumstances. And I'm kind of ashamed to admit na may ganun ako. Because I'm afraid it might come a neurotic irrational thing, which is I avoid as much, you know. Ayokong dumating sa punto na parang nagpapakabayaan niyo ako. Parang papakamarkir na ako. I don't want to go on that kind of direction. Ayokong maging masochista. Ayokong maging martyr. But, you know, I don't know. Yun lang naman. But enough about that. Yun. I feel like napakahalaga kong tao sa taong nakaparang para sabihin ang kanilang problema. Kaso yun, nakatawa lang din na isipin that they thought of you as a friend. Yeah, which is kind of validates my hero syndrome needs. And ayun. So, as a friend na masabihin na friend, binibigyan ko siya ng advice na favorable sa kanya, pero in a neutral stance. So yun, parang for me kasi, kapag nagbibigay ako ng advice, regardless, magbibigay ako ng advice na ano, protect sa kanyang side, pero as much as possible, gusto ko rin maging fair dun sa kabilang party. Ayun yung aking naging philosophy in terms of giving an advice. Ayan. I don't know. Ang sarap lang sa feeling na maging kaibigan na maging the friend that one call away. Ayun. Then, minsan, mag-usap lang kami kung ano yung maisipin namin mag-usapan. Marami siyang napagdaanan. Saksi ako sa mga struggles niya sa buhay. Sa karamihan ng downs at ups niya. Minsan, kakamustahan lang kami and it takes a whole night na mag-usap kami. I don't know. Puro ko, I don't know. Those days, I just miss those days. Ngayon, masyado siyang busy, which is, I totally understand. Pero minsan, gusto ko lang siyang makausap. Pero sino ba naman ako para mag-demand ang oras niya, diba? Kaibigan lang naman niya ako. Nasanay na rin naman kami sa hindi masyadong high maintenance na kakaibigan. Kaya ko lang magmukhang selfish, which is ayun ang nakikita ko kapag sinasabi ko na namimiss ko siya. Pero ayun, namimiss ko siya. And every time na sinasabi sa sarili ko yun, I feel like nagdi-demand ako ng napakalaki. I don't know. Bakit ganun? Parang napaka-selfish kong sabihin parang, hey, sir, I want to talk to her. Parang, ah, maybe that's what I feel. I don't know why I feel this kind of way. Is it selfish to feel that way? Is it selfish na namimiss ko siya? Na makausap ko siya? Ah, basta nang alam ko, masaya ako sa kanya for her future endeavors and achievements. Because I know that she deserves it. She deserves happiness, contentment. She deserves what she's having right now. And after all of the struggles and things she's been through, she deserves to be happy. She deserves to recognize her talents, hard work, and makita na lahat ng yun ay napipay off. It makes me super happy. Basta, I'm happy to know that everything is going great in her way. And if isasama ko pa yung sarili ko sa mundo niya, I'm afraid na mawala yung lahat ng kasalanan. I'm afraid that I might steal the positive stuff that happens to her recently. So yeah, that's all my fears. Kung nakikinig naman, gusto ko lang sabihin na I'm really proud of you. And I hope we see each other one day again. I hope it's not too late. Alright, that's about it. But that's episode 1, the pilot episode of the My Monologues. Let me know if you like this kind of podcast or episode. I hope na-enjoy niyo yun. And sana supportahan niyo rin ako sa mga susunod kong podcast and monologues. This is your host, that's Padua. Stay safe and healthy. At lagi tumingin sa natawiran.